This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. Well, we'll start to watch very closely those planting progress reports over the next few weeks. I'll talk about it after this. Water is a finite resource, and as farmers use more high-tech tools to monitor their irrigation use, they are learning about quantity and timing issues. A vice president of sales and marketing for AgSense, a high-tech irrigation control company, Steve Sveum, discusses what his firm has learned.
So the data often shows overwatering, and in fact, from my experience, I feel like we find more growers, or more growers are finding that they're overwatering as opposed to underwatering. The concern seems to be on the front end, am I putting enough water on? When in reality, once they see the data and are able to do the analysis of that data through these reports, whoa, I'm putting too much water on at maybe the right time or maybe not the right time.
Steve says monitoring tools provide farmers with much greater information about how they use water in irrigation. And he says matching water availability to crop need is a key practice for the future. That's the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. A highly regarded grain analyst friend of mine who emails me directly on almost a weekly basis sent me the note over the weekend, we have a whole new ball game now. He was reacting to the numbers in the planting intentions report that came out on Thursday, showing that for the first time since the early 80s, soybean acreage will be higher than the corn acreage, at least as farmers indicated the beginning of last month in the planting intentions report done by the USDA. Corn acreage would be 88 million acres, down 2% from last year. Soybeans, 89 million acres, down 1%. Part of the story there is cotton acreage is projected to be up 7%. Spring wheat acreage would be up about 15% from 1 year ago. Now the attention will turn to weather and the planting progress reports. Farmers are itching to get some work done, and over the weekend, many of them saw more snow in their fields. They're a little bit concerned about a delayed start. And our agricultural meteorologist friend Greg Solier on This Week in Agribusiness is saying it could be one of the coolest and wettest Aprils in years, maybe in the past 15 years. Just to give you a basis of comparison, a year ago at this time, 4% of the nation's cotton crop was in, and that's just about average for this date. 12% of the grain sorghum is usually planted by this time. A year ago, it was 15%. Most of the progress, of course, is in Texas, where 46% of the grain sorghum is in. They have planted some corn, by the way, in Texas. A photo was sent to me over the weekend from the Rio Grande Valley. It looked like that corn was about 2 feet tall. But for corn growers in the heart of the country, in the big corn-producing states, the planting, it appears, will be many days away. I'll be back after this.